This is Will's Band of the Week for March 24th, 2024. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with David from the Brooklyn Bureau.
Hello.
And Jeremiah from the Santa Fe Bureau.
Hey, good evening, or afternoon, or morning, whenever you're listening.
Whatever it is. Whatever, what would Nicholas say we should be doing, people should be doing while listening to this? Probably doing the dishes, right?
Ironing.
Park.
Yeah, laundry. Ironing, laundry. Yeah.
Picnicking.
So what, we're back to Earth now, basically, after having music in our faces for several days, right?
Right.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a cold, bony slap in the face.
Right. So was that pretty great or what?
Yeah, I had a really good time. How about you guys?
Totally good. Yeah.
Never.
Glad
never
I came.
Disappoints. Never disappoints.
Ooh.
It's always different, always the same, and it never disappoints. What else, what more do you want?
Common thread is it never disappoints.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We could play the live report jingle like 50 times.
Right.
Ding, ding, ding.
So, yeah, the context here is we are back from South by Southwest, and I do have a kind of a long narrative thing that I put up on the website. So if you want to go to willsband.net, I've got an outline of 41 shows by 31 bands. So you can check it out. It's a lot. As I was writing that up, I'm like, oh my God, there's more? There's 15 more? Oh my God.
Right.
It was crazy. Yeah. Because you kind of hit the ground there and you just start absorbing music and it doesn't stop for a few days.
It doesn't.
And you get a little David and I were talking about how David phrased this well. It was like, what, midnight or after midnight? And David said something like, my capacity to absorb music is now at, it's gone. It's
just, right. We're at like 110% of capacity.
Yeah.
This battery cannot be charged anymore.
You reach the point and it's just like, yeah.
The battery is at 0%.
But
402%.
But I congratulated myself though that I did manage to make it for the first time. This is the fourth year, and this I managed to make it to a midnight show, which I'd never done before.
Yeah,
you guys have been to midnight shows and 1 a.m. shows as well. So
yeah, my record this week was a 1:15 a.m. show, or last week I should say. This. Oh man.
Yeah.
But I was so glad I did it, but it was kind of hard. It was like had to fight it kind of, you know. Boy oh boy. So what do we do here? So yeah, read the David's been putting a lot of stuff up on Instagram and so check Instagram and of course willsband.net and listen to this, right?
That's right.
They're already doing that.
We can answer the basic question that everyone asks, which is, so who did you hear that you like?
Yeah.
Or who was the best or whatever.
Like, do you have an hour or two?
Right. Well, David had a pretty good idea. You said, let's each come up with a top six.
Yeah,
top six
five
bands.
Was not enough and 10 was too many, so I settled on six.
Yeah. So, all right, let's just rattle through them, okay? Here are my top six. 7 and 8 are going to just be disappointed. So we'll talk about honorable mentions after we all get through our top sixes, because maybe there'll be some overlap. So in no particular order, but in the top six, I had Library Card, Corridor, Freako, Deeper, Zune, and Ada Oda. There you go. It's my top six. Library Card from Rotterdam, Corridor from Montreal, Freako from Chicago, Deeper from Chicago, Zune, Indigenous Canadian, and Ada Oda, who sing in Italian and are from Brussels, Belgium. So, oh, God, that was so good.
Well, kudos to you, because you saw Zune and Ada Oda both after midnight, so...
After I was about to, like, Jeremiah and I were at the Zune show together. I think we were halfway through Zune, and Jeremiah just said, I can't go any longer. See you later. And I totally understood that, but I stuck it out, and I loved it. And the show, the Ada Oda show afterwards, I loved it also. So it was worth it. So, David, top six. I am so excited to hear what they're going to be. We haven't divulged these.
That's true. Well, you know what? Before I say it, I should say shout out to Paste Magazine, because so many of my top, let's see, three of my top six, yes, are Paste items, and I think a bunch of yours were as well.
Yeah, that was great, just great.
They had the best. They had the greatest lineups out there, and of course they had. To be fair to other venues, they had four stages. Two indoor, two outdoor. Mm-hmm. So they had the opportunity to present a lot of bands, and they did. That was great. Anyway, yes, my top are Freako, absolute number one. Number one top above all else, Freako.
That's great.
Little band called Rocket from L.A.
Yep.
Coach Party from, where are they from? They're from Melbourne? Are they from?
No.
They're from Australia, anyway.
Coach Party is from the UK. They're from the UK somewhere.
Wait, Coach Party is UK? Oh, yep. I'm getting confused now. Okay, sorry. Coach Party is UK.
I think it's Isle of Wight, but on their I had to research that. Because they just say cousins. UK on their Bandcamp.
Oh, okay. Yeah, UK. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I also posted something about high school, and I think I misgendered them too. I think I called them UK, and they are actually Australia, right? High school?
Yes, high school is Melbourne area.
Anyway, Freako, Rocket, Coach Party, and the other three are Bar Italia, UK, Library Card, Rotterdam, and Beller Lip Balms, which is again Australia.
Oh, yeah. Glad they made it. That was great. Yep. All right. Totally fun. Jeremiah, do you have a top six?
Well, we have one overlap with all three of us. And some I missed, like the Beller Lip Balms. That was like, I missed that show, which is too bad. But I did, we have another kind of a thread through most of this, which is bands from Holland. So I saw the Vices. There was a first show. So it always kind of gets you when it's the first show of South By, right? So it's like showed up at the sidebar, first show, just before Bodega and the Vices. They were actually really good, interesting. They were like having difficulty with instruments. So they were different. They were trading instruments and borrowing instruments from Bodega that played next and kind of random as they were still playing.
Some of those mishaps are pretty fun, right?
Yeah, it was really cool. That's a great little venue. I mean, the music or the sound isn't always the best. It's like it's kind of outside and they're under like a little tent, but I really enjoy that that it's just easy to get in and out. And so the Vices, Library Card. So those are both Dutch bands. Corridor. Oh gosh, wow, I got three Dutch bands. That's ridiculous. Traumhaus.
Oh, yeah.
It's like really fun. I think that I went after you guys had already seen Traumhaus, and then.
Oh, I didn't see them. I missed them.
I saw them through fence. That was my first one that I saw. Yeah, it was through the fence.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That was at Chess Club at like 1:15 or something. And then there's like members of Nagasaki Swim were all like next to me, which I didn't know until I actually looked them up online. It was like, oh, that was all the people standing around me. Okay. And Sama Nakasaki Swim is in Library Card.
Right.
So is that four? One.
Yeah, I think you're up to four.
Three, four.
You got two left.
All right. I don't know. Gosh. I forgot the name of that Italian band me, you and Scott went to.
Oh,
BBC. Will and
BBC?
Right, yes. BBC.
Yeah, they were great.
Chess Club.
So that, right, Chess Club. We were all there. Were we all there?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. And then Corridor was great. Lazarus. I'd never seen them live, so we'll just go with that. I have like a bunch more, but anyway.
All right. So the band with the three-peat here is, in fact, Library Card from Rotterdam.
They were so cool.
They won it all.
I think so. Yep. All right. That is so cool. Okay. Now that we've, now those are the top bands. And I had, on the outside looking in, the aforementioned Nagasaki Swim and Wishy from Indianapolis that just like shocked me at how good they were. And it wasn't Nagasaki Swim great. They were just, David and I saw them, and they were just so easygoing, nice, and with a lot of this edgy stuff we had been watching. Then you just see this, just it was just, it sounded so good, and it was just sweet and nice. I just loved it. And Wishy is a band that's kind of pretty tuneful, but there's also, they combine that with a wall of sound, and I just thought it was a great combination. Cool band. So, and I, you know, I could mention a lot more. Go to that way too long blog post I wrote on willsband.net. You can judge for yourselves. David, you've got, you said you had 11 contenders, so you said.
My runners up, at the aforementioned high school, very tight, very fabulous song. Great band. Shower Curtain from Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
Wall of Sound, Shoegaze, very good. They're Getting a Body of Water, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta mention them. Teeth, which is a Austin band, very good. Saw them at Cheer Up Charlie's.
I didn't see them, but I saw your video, and it looked great. Looked like a vibe that I would have really liked.
Yes. Yep. So those are my runners up. Yeah, and Colatura, because they're just great. They're local.
Right. Yeah. They're really nice too.
Gotta love Colatura. I feel kind of bad that I missed them and. They only played like 10 gigs, so I can't say I didn't have enough chance to see them. 12.
The winners.
That's like Heinz. Man. I missed Heinz, and they played like 14 shows. How did that happen?
They were chagrined to find out that somebody was doing more than 12 gigs.
They got beaten out by Heinz, who did 14. Yep. How many did Bodega do? They did at least 10, I'm sure. They were everywhere.
Yeah, they played a lot.
Jeremiah, do you have some extra bonus picks?
Let's see. I really liked, I hadn't seen Bar Italia actually. And I've heard mixed reviews of their live shows. So I was a little like, I'm not sure, whatever. And I really liked it. It was good. I mean, it was a little, I think they're having technical issues or something. I'm not sure what was going on, but overall I liked it. And Gruff Rhys.
Oh, you saw Gruff Rhys? Yeah, he's like a indie rock veteran guy.
Yeah, what was he was in, like, what, Super Furry Animals or something?
Sounds right.
That was cool. He was like, it was a kind of almost like a, I don't know how to describe it. Like, it was a Coral Snake outside. And it was kind of like, almost like Steely Dan kind of. Or something.
Interesting.
It was just a nice to have a little bit something different than like kind of a punk, just to try it out. And it was, I didn't know him much before. And then it was cute. He had these like placards at the end. So he would like kind of instruct the audience about what to do and life in general in between songs and during songs. So he'd have these big like signs put up. It was cool. Yeah, so that was fun too. I think those are some of my runners up. Freako too. I'd never seen Freako, but I think the show I saw was like in a coffee shop and it was at like 1 p.m. So I think they were just warming up kind of thing.
All right. So I was looking at the list, the master list that I made. There's easily like a dozen bands that I did not see that probably would have been really good.
Definitely.
Here's a bunch of bands I didn't see. None of us saw Asimov that David had recommended, which would have been cool. Yeah. The Guatemalan shoegaze that
they had exactly one show. So
they had one really show, hard. Right? yeah. Did either of you guys catch Being Dead? I know we
no.
Were, yeah,
I missed on them. Saturday. They were at They were at Cheer Up Charlie's, and they had I think the biggest crowd, even though they're just a local. Austin
yeah, they're
band,
they're right? Austin. Yeah, yeah.
They had the biggest crowd of the day there.
Wow,
you oh, cool. Even,
you could not get into the outdoor area, actually, because there were so many people.
Really? The whole outdoor area? That's huge. Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then I wanted to see Birthday Girl. I missed them. We never saw Cardinals. I think David saw China Bears. I missed them. Did not see the Corettes. Chris's recommendation, I would have seen them if I had a decent chance. Daydream Twins, we missed them. DVTR, Fozzie, Glixen.
I missed DVTR
because they canceled.
I think DVTR had like a 1:20 a.m. gig or something. Never saw, didn't see La Veda. I would have liked to see them. I didn't see, David's recommendation was M0AA or MOA.
Yeah, didn't see them.
Didn't see them. Let's see who didn't, who else, we didn't see the Sewing Club, which was on the list. Yeah. I didn't see Snooper. They were back. That would have been cool. And Subsonic Eye,
but I missed Shower Curtain.
Yeah, I didn't see Subsonic Eye, and that was my biggest, I really wanted to see them. And, This Is Lorelei, the guy from, Water From Your Eyes. He canceled his officials too, but missed him. Trinket.
Couch Prince, too. I miss Couch Prince.
Right, Couch Prince. I forgot to mention them, yeah.
And like a couple shows. It was like, they were out of, like, way out of town, and then their officials, they canceled as well. So
that would be the alternate South by Southwest that we did not experience, that maybe other people did. You can't see everybody, right. You know? You just can't.
There's so many, yeah. Even some of the people that I put on my, you know, on the podcast to say, well, like Asimov.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a person I got to see. And
right.
Then I didn't see them. Didn't work out.
Yeah. There's like two things at once across town, and you just can't be two places at once. Like, wasn't there something during that Nagasaki Swim show? I don't know if that was an Asimov one or not, but yeah. I'm sure glad that we made that one. Remember we met the artist known as Bex? At the Nagasaki yes, Swim Show, she told us she had a 1 o'clock gig coming up, and I immediately thought, "Oh God, this is good. This is terrible." I felt bad for her immediately. I'm like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." I hope it went well. You know, those 1 o'clock gigs are hit and miss because sometimes people are just too tired, and then there's like 10 people in there, and The Ada Oda show that I saw that was supposed to start at 1 and started at 1:15. It's a pretty decent crowd for a gig that late. It was probably like 30 people, but they're all up right by the stage and they're pretty enthusiastic. So it wasn't terrible. I thought Zune was a disservice that gig that Jeremiah and I went to. There's probably, God, do you think there were like 15 people watching? That's about it, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's maybe 50 in the room, but like people were kind of walking around, and
right.
There's maybe only 15 or 20 that were kind of paying attention. Unfortunately,
yeah, I was just saying. I think I mentioned in my long narrative that I hope some of those people were influential music people or something, because oh man,
yeah, that's a good show too.
Yeah, that's
okay. But the flip side of the 20 or 30 or 40 bands that I thought I was going to see that I didn't see. The flip side of that is the serendipitous ones, okay? So I got three of those.
All right, cool.
I was sitting outside on the outside of Empire. I had just been to a show in Empire Garage. Had nothing on the calendar, couldn't figure out anything. And I got a message from you saying Library Card is playing at the sidebar. And the sidebar is next door to Empire. So I was like, oh, okay, all set. And that was my first meeting with Library Card, who I also saw the next day. So, total serendipity. Second example is you and I walked into Creek in the Cave, and I thought I was going to see Bleach Lab.
Right.
because they were playing in the backyard, but I never got to the backyard because I stopped and saw this band Wilt that was like absolutely on fire. And I watched them thinking it was Bleach Lab, totally forgetting that, you know, they were not playing in the front room.
Right.
But it didn't matter because they were fabulous. Anyway.
Yeah.
What was my third example of? Oh, I have a third example of something that happened by chance. But anyway, that's what happens.
Yeah, that
you
stuff's
just
fun.
You just run into things you have no idea that you're going to see, and you know they're the greatest. Oh, that was finding out. I don't even know how I found this out, but finding out that Dream TX was playing in the little bar at Hotel Vegas.
Right. Right.
And I was like a few blocks away, and I knew that they were there, and I thought they had one show somewhere way in South Austin, too far away to get to. And this was their other show. I guess they had two. That was it. So I had a chance to see them. And that was one. That was probably the tiniest audience that I was in. There were maybe 15 people there.
I think I was at that Hotel Vegas complex, and every day they put up the poster of who's playing that day. And I think that wasn't that the day the Dream TX was there, and I sent you a photo of it.
Because
some of the stuff is so, I mean,
they hadn't been billed there before that.
Yeah, the graphics people are amazing because they put up these posters and they're like, they have to be like freshly made like that morning. And then they post it up there. Right. Like I was over there and it said 10 o'clock tonight. Matthew Cause from Not a Surf is playing, just among 40 names. There's the guy from Not a Surf, and it was like, you know, I would have gone to see that, but of course I had two or three other bands way across town that I was kind of committed to seeing. So what are you going to do? You know, great though, right?
Yeah,
that's fun stuff.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yep. Well, all right. Did we do it justice? Did we do the festival justice this year? I sure feel like we did.
I think so. The festival did me justice. I gained like 4 or 5 pounds in 4 days. Like, how did I do that? It's like beer and pizza, I think. Like, even though I'm like, I was standing and walking for 12 hours a day. What happened?
Next year, I have to find the pizza place. David and I walked out of, I don't know, what was it? We walked out of like high school or something. We walked out of seeing one of the bands, I'm like, I'd really like to eat a piece of pizza. And I couldn't find I knew I was like a block away from it, but I couldn't remember what direction it was. So,
it's right next to Valhalla. Anyway,
next year, I'm going to learn.
There's like a bar between Valhalla and the pizza place. It was so funny. And I only went there 3 times in 4 days. And then the last night, he was like, wow, you've been here like 3 times in a row. And I'm like, wow, of the thousands of people you see a day, because there's always a line.
Yeah,
like, you really
funny.
Like, wow, I must be like really ugly or something. You somehow remember my face like out of thousands of people.
I had almost all my food out of food trucks this year. It was a food truck haven. It worked out well. Totally good. Okay. Are we going to get back to just some regular old music now? It's like, feels kind of weird, doesn't it?
Yes, just better than $0 of Will's band.
Right. I think the listeners are thinking right now, just you guys stop it, please.
Yeah.
You know?
No. You know, you're making us feel bad. You know, like, they think we're getting paid by like the tourism department of Austin. We're
being paid by the defense.
Well, actually, and I ran into Ken, like the half, like,
oh, yeah,
half of Barbie.
Right, the Barbie
so
Ken
good
guy. What's
and
his
then,
name again? Come on, there's a famous. There's a famous.
Other random people.
What's that guy's name? Ryan Gosling.
Right.
Right. Jeremiah was hanging out with him.
Buying my. Yeah, not really, but he just kind of like waved at me. But I can't remember who else was in the movie that he was in. I was getting my bracelet. I was like, what the hell is going on? There's like so many people around. And then the woman, oh gosh, I should know her name. The great actress from Ted Lasso, the boss, the British actress. What's her name?
Hannah Waddingham?
And, yeah, she was there.
Did you see her?
And she's in the same movie. Yeah, yeah. And then who else is in that movie? It's a new movie called Fall Guy, but it was like the opening. And I didn't realize it was like right next to the truck I was buying my wristband from. So there's like all these people. It's crazy. But yes, random things happen.
Well, you had better brushes with fame. My brush with fame is I ran into the members of Library Card watching another show. That's how I found out about that last show that we met up with David. And then you came over, Jeremiah, because I just, they were hanging out over at the Paste thing. And so I just, you know, it's always one of those things. Like, do you really want to go up and talk to these people, or are they just going to think you're an idiot? But if you're just nice, right? So I just said, hey, you guys were great. You know, and I got to talking to the drummer, and then he told me that they, I said, what other gigs do you have? And he said, let's see, I got to check here. And like, he pulled out a scribbling on a paper. So let's see, is this today or tomorrow? I think he couldn't remember. Oh yeah. We're at the sidebar at 5:40. It's like, okay. And then that was a funny thing. Cause then that was when I ran into Marco. Shout out to Opposite right. Marco on Instagram. Check him out.
Yes. Guy major from the Instagram influencer that we met.
Yeah, Netherlands guy, and he's cool, and he was fun to hang out with. So I had run into him and told him about this Library Card show. And I, at that point, I didn't know exactly what I was going to see next or whatever, and I was kind of unsure. And he turns to me and he goes, let's go. It's like, okay. It was fun. So Marco and I walked together down, you know, about a mile down to the sidebar. It was awesome. So, you know, those little tiny things. So I had a little tiny interaction with Bodega. They seemed really nice.
Definitely.
You know, I think Jeremiah, I think you are more like, you go talk to bands more like than I do. But David, you handed out a business card. That's not we don't have business cards, right? They're just information cards because this is not a business. Okay. I think you handed a card to, was it Rocket?
Yes, it was Rocket.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
I felt the urge to connect somehow.
I think the drummer from Library Card, I think he got back to Rotterdam and he's looking in his wallet and he's like, what is this? It's a Will's Band of the Week card. Oh, God. It's funny. All right.
That's cool.
Is anybody still listening? I don't know. I'm sorry, people. You can tell we had a good time. Yeah. All right. Podcast veterans, Real Estate put out a new album. And in between just the ridiculous study all the bands that I might see in Austin, in between all that, I decided to listen to the new Real Estate album. And I thought, you know what? This is legitimately good. This is kind of as good as like when I really liked Real Estate. And then like Chris was saying, I had a little conversation with Chris about this, and he was saying, like, you know, I kind of, the last couple albums, I kind of just couldn't get into it all. When Matt Mondanelli left and then Julian Lynch joined, I kind of felt like they got a little, I don't know, stagnant kind of. And now they've got the same lineup with a new drummer. I don't know how much difference that makes, but this just sounds like they're kind of reinvigorated. I think it's really solid. So now I've built it up. It better be good, right?
Mm-hmm.
The album is called
Daniel. Like it.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad you liked it. Let's see if the listener, can we impress the listeners or not? I don't know. The new album is called Daniel. And I heard that when they played, like they did their album release show in San Francisco, and they opened with a cover of the song Daniel by Elton John. Like, so I don't know if that's just like a joke on the album title or whether they were really inspired by it, or I don't know.
They advertised their release show in Brooklyn by saying that you had to either be named Daniel or Danielle or some variant of Daniel in order to get in.
Just show your ID.
They have a whole thing. Yeah, you have
it
to.
It turned out that
you can send them a text message.
Oh, God, that's Daniel. Great. Oh, my God.
You could get in anyway, but that was the way they advertised it. That was funny.
All right.
Otherwise, I would have gone, you know? That kept me away.
Why didn't they just do all David's? Or it could be like you has to start with a D, then you would have been just fine. So
that's true.
All right. Let's play number 4 called Flowers. Here a year ago, I'm starting to feel alright. That's Real Estate. Indie Rock Veterans from, aren't they from New Jersey? I want to say they're from New Jersey, but I didn't recheck that.
I think so. They started there, I think.
Definitely the tri-state area. I'm not sure what part of it.
Yeah. All right. You guys have any thoughts about this album?
Mine is kind of similar to yours. Like the last couple albums, I was kind of like less enthused about. I think this album's really solid. So it's nice. Took some time and worked on it. And yeah, I like it. There's not a whole lot of variation, it feels like, on the album. There's one that's kind of, couple that are a little bit different, but it's all nice.
It kind of sounds like Real Estate. Yeah. I think maybe one thing I like about it, and I think the singer Martin Courtney mentioned this in one of the interviews, that they, in the past album or two, they had some sort of longer tracks and they decided to keep it more sort of succinct. And I think I like that when the songs aren't too long. Like the longest song in this album is a little bit under 4 minutes. So there's no song over 4 minutes of the 11 tracks. And I think it kind of keeps it moving better. And maybe, but also I just think that the riffs are good. The songs are catchy and it's not hard hitting heavy music, obviously, right? It's kind of easy going, but I enjoyed it. So, well, Jeremiah, I think you have put yourself in a position to make the next pick.
Oh, goodness. Let's think. actually, most of them you can kind of, I mean, on the radio, they keep playing Water Underground, which is track 3, which is a good song as well. But I think I will go with track 8, Airdrop.
That doesn't even sound like Real Estate. That sounds more like Nation of Language.
It's got a punchy beat to it. It's kind of well recorded. Hats off to the recording engineer on that. It's punchy. But I don't know. I think it's got a good Real Estate vibe to it. A little faster than their typical track, I guess. David, the pressure is on. What is your pick?
Right, this one to me sounds very Real Estate-y. Which is not surprising because it's by Real Estate. Track 1, Somebody Here. Somebody New. Sorry. Somebody New.
All right. Yeah. That's classic real estate sound in a good way, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
The new album is called Daniel, and you probably have an idea now whether you like this or not. But I think if you liked the old Real Estate, thought they were stagnating a little, I think they've come back to life a bit here, and it's pretty good.
New groups.
I think I saw them live in something like 2014 or something, like a long time ago. Well, then I saw them again. Let's see. I saw them the one time, God, I'm pretty sure, the only time I ever went to Lollapalooza in Chicago. I think they were there. And then I saw them in San Francisco with my wife a few years ago. That's probably like 2016 or 17. It's been a while. So anyway, cool band. Glad they're still rocking. They're indie rock veterans.
Definitely.
And now we have the opposite poll, right?
I think so. Yeah. David, go ahead. Introduce.
We have Quartet from LA called Rocket. They have exactly one EP out, some singles, which are really just the songs that are on the EP. And they're great. They did a few shows in Austin. They were very impressive. And our friend Jonathan, who manages the band Thus Love, were also very good in Austin, has an article about them, Rocket.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, he has an article about them. In fact, it's the cover article this month of NME, which, unlike so many magazines, is actually still being published, it seems. I don't know if they still have a print edition at all, but they're online.
Okay, and that is so cool.
He wrote up Rocket.
I'm looking at it right now. Rocket, the unlikeliest of indie upstarts, are ready for liftoff. And it's written by our friend, John.
Yeah.
NME.
Sweet guy.
Oh, my God. We know the cool people, don't we? That is so cool. I love it.
He was super nice. Thus Love was a great show, too.
Yeah, definitely. Right. We're looking forward to that new album by Thus Love. Jonathan tells us it's going to be good. Therefore, it's going to be. I think the first I heard of Rocket was like a week before we went down to Austin and David said, "Hey, I'm adding Rocket to the list." It's like, okay, what's this? Oh, I love it.
And, they weren't even on the official artist list. So I don't know how they,
somehow Paste got them. Yeah.
But I was aware of them, and I had read that they were going to be there, and I listened to this EP, and it was great. So I put them on. And unlike so many bands that we really wanted to see and didn't see, we did manage to catch Rocket.
We did.
I almost caught them a second time by going over to Cheer Up Charlie's at 10:30 one night, but there was such a line to get in that show that I couldn't even get in.
So I was commenting that I love their dual Gibson SG arsenal, which created this wall of guitars. And then, of course, you have the drummer who just pounds on that drum set. It's just beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. And that's, Sheer, they's yeah. so good.
Wow. And that's not even to mention the front woman who was having problems with her bass amp. Come on, people, get your equipment. Like, the PA systems are always fantastic, but every once in a while the amps fail. So the bass amp, her bass amp failed. I guess it got working again, right?
Yeah.
Same thing happened to Mama Larky on the same stage. So I think that amp was having some problems. So in order to not disparage the company, I will not mention the model of amp, even though I know what it was. So,
is it a color? Is it the name of a color?
No comment. All right. So Rocket just has this 7-song EP. Now, I had a problem picking a track. You know why? Because they had this super catchy song they played live, and I'm like, I got to find that one, and I couldn't find it. So I don't know if it's on an earlier thing or what, but anyway, the whole thing's pretty rocking. So, David, what should we start with?
Well, I think I kind of like the last track, actually. Get Your Memory.
I like you. I see the love.
That's Rocket.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
If you buy your IndieRock stock now, it could appreciate in value, because this is just their first. It's almost an album, and it's a little more than an EP, right? 7 songs, 25 minutes. It's right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like they could be the IndieRock Zoom of the future.
Exactly. What kind of a pandemic could you have where everybody had to listen to Rocket?
Right. Like, that's what happened to Wet Leg or something? I don't know.
Something like that. Yeah. All right. Cool. Jeremiah, do you have a pick?
Let's see. Goodness. It's actually, like, I don't know. The whole little EP is really great. Let's do track 4, Portrait Show.
There you go. Some rockin' by Rocket.
Mm-hmm. Rocket, rocketing.
I think that kind of showed the guitar arsenal sound. But I think it's true of a lot of the bands that you see in Austin, that you really get the impact when you have that band just at full volume in your face, right? That's when you really, really hits.
Definitely.
Sometimes, though, you wish that... You wish that you could hear the singer a little more clearly, because you're kind of being overwhelmed by the guitar sound.
Yeah, like this band.
That's
when they
why every singer says, "I need more volume in the monitor."
Right. We saw one or two say, "Turn down the vocals in the monitor," though. That was like a first. Rocket. The first one or two songs they played, you couldn't hear the singer at all. Hardly at all. And then they kind of adjusted it so you could hear a little bit better. But pretty cool. All right, let's go back to the tried and true Never Fails number 2. This is called Sugar Coated.
Maybe it never.
There you go. Rocket.
Definitely on the move. Thanks to Jonathan, and thanks to their really being a very, very good band.
Yep. All right. Boy, oh boy. So many bands we saw in Austin that we could sort of delve into further. But yeah, so we'll kind of be absorbing this for a while, I think, right?
Definitely.
Pretty great. Pretty great. Looking forward to new releases by a whole bunch of them. And, oh, it's going to be fun. So many of the bands.
Rocket was really nice, too. I talked to them for a few minutes after their show. It was like an hour after, so they were just kind of hanging out, and they were all in Coral Snake, and it was nice to talk to them. Very sweet people. Highly recommend you downloading their music on Bandcamp or buy their merch.
That's right. Well, I guess we've reached the end of our program, right? There's nothing else to say.
No, nothing at all. But wait a minute.
It's the bonus song of the week. It's the bonus song of the week.
There's always a bonus song, right? Well, I'm ready. I'm ready to rock on this.
Impossibles.
I'm assuming you guys have some bonus songs, but you know, it's the perfect opportunity, right? Play something by a band that we saw in Austin that we haven't played before.
That's right.
And so I found a song that I want to play by Wishy from Indianapolis.
All right.
So yeah, you have to kind of imagine this being loud, but it's pretty good at just regular volume too. But I still think it's good loud. So yep, Wishy. They had an EP last year called Paradise. Definitely falls into the EP category. It's 5 songs, 19 minutes. But here's a track from that EP called Donut. Wishy. They've got 5 people in the band, and it definitely sounds like 5 people, right? It's like there's a lot of layers to that. And I thought they were great, and they've got a bright future, so keep on rocking, Wishy. We'll buy some indie rock stock.
Yep.
David, what do definitely. You got? This is you know, this bonus song, man, this was a lot riding on this.
No, I'm just going to do the same thing you did. I just took a look at my list, and I... Just looking down, I'm in the B's. Didn't get past the letter B, and I see Bloomsday, which I saw on Saturday. It's a Brooklyn band, and the music was great. As far as my identifying the band, all I actually saw of them was the tops of their heads because Cheer Up Charlie's was so packed and there's no stage there. So the band is on the same level as you are, and if there's three people in front of you, which there were, you can't see anything.
No, that's so, inside, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yes, inside. Yeah, so I saw nothing of them, but I heard them, and they were great. They were absolutely great. So they have a song called Voicemail. They're kind of a little bit shoegaze, a little bit old country. Great singer up front. Little lap steel or pedal steel.
All right, I found it. Here's Bloomsday and the track Voicemail. Sure, they were down there last year because I remember that name being in my list, but I didn't see them. And I looked it up, and they've got an album coming out in June. And there's a slightly familiar name. It says Mastered by Henry Storr. You know who Henry Storr is?
No.
He's in Slow Pulp, formerly of Madison. Please. So I knew that name because he's one of those guys that went to my kid's high school. So. So yeah, go. Bloomsday, how fun. So could be good. That was a nice track. So I can imagine that being very good. So
it's nice.
All right. Very good. That's total bonus. It's like a bonus band of South by Southwest too, right? Because I don't think they were on the official list. They just made it to sounds like that Cheer Up Charlie's thing was really popular. Completely unofficial stuff.
Popular. And yeah. That was a very good lineup too.
Yeah. Cool. Jeremiah, do you got a bonus song for us?
So many. But I think I will pick one of my favorite shows I saw, which I would love to see them when I wasn't so tired at like 1:30 in the morning, but Chum House.
Yeah.
In Holland, their track is Marwan.
There we go.
From last year.
The Rotterdam EP, aptly named. Here we go. Tram House and the song Marwan.
We'll be right back.
Fun pick, Tram House. Another Rotterdam band. Rotterdam kind of won the location award, didn't they?
Yeah, we really liked it. A lot of Dutch bands. It was either the Netherlands or Chicago for South by Southwest.
Yeah.
I mean, out of Chicago, I saw Worry Club, Smut, Deeper. What's the other one? Freako.
Yep.
And there might have been others that I can't even remember or that I missed, but Chicago was
big. And Deepa. Remember Deepa?
Deepa, yeah. Deepa. Yes. Oh, God, I thought they were so good. They were a wall of sound. They just expanded their sound live. I thought they were just amazing. Well, all right. We'll keep bothering people with references to South by Southwest throughout the year, I'm sure. We got to keep bothering people. It's a good time.
Inevitably happen.
And
tease this. I'm going to see on Friday. I'm going to see two bands in Brooklyn that I missed in Austin. Thanks to a friend of ours who had an extra ticket. So
nice. Okay, we'll wait for that live report.
That's right.
You can't divulge it right now who it is. I have potentially two gigs coming up later this week, two shows to see, which I will tell the listeners about. Or I will divulge that I missed them. One of them I will definitely not miss. The other one, I'm 70% on one and I'm 99% on the other. So, yeah, we'll have something. So, that's about it, I guess.
After seeing 40 bands in Austin, you have the perfect excuse to not go to a gig at all.
That's true. I told you that one of David's favorites, Awake But Still in Bed, they were supposed to play here the Saturday night before we went to Austin. And I was thinking, oh, God, maybe I should save myself up. I'm not sure. But so I was looking into it. Then it just disappeared from the calendar. So I don't think they showed up. So then I didn't have to make the decision. I was like,
the name of that band, I think, is like stolen from my diary.
Right. It's a classic. Okay. That's enough. We've bothered the listeners enough, but hopefully it's enjoyable a little bit for people. So thanks, everybody. Hey, and you know what was really fun about the music festival was you guys came down. You know, there's an element of theoretically you could go down there, right? Just by yourself, not even knowing people, and just watch these bands. It would be great. But it's so much more fun when you're with friends. And
absolutely.
We should also, shouldn't we give a shout out to Jeremiah's friends?
Absolutely.
Matt and Georgia. Yeah, oh, they were
Matt
so great.
And Georgia.
They were awesome. Super sweet. Yes, they took us to this great Cajun restaurant. Oh, man, it was good. Mm-hmm. And the timing was perfect because we had a little break in the schedule. We kind of needed a little break maybe, and it was perfect. It was great. So anything else? Did we forget anything or anybody? We probably did, but sorry.
We forgot a lot. We'll
have to somehow get Nicholas someday. How do we, like, get him over there?
Yeah, we got to get him over there.
The Western Pond, the big pond.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That is correct.
All right. I've got a plan for next week already. The music journalism continues.
That's good.
All right. We'll talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
All right.
Good night, everyone.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, England, and Australia. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. All of our episodes can be found at willsband.net. To contact us, send email to willsband@yahoo.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.